Yud Ches Mar Cheshvan, Tuesday the 7th of November, Rabbi Feivish Vogel, Emunas Hashem and Yediyas Hashem.
All in half an hour. Well, we'll make a haskalah, we'll make an introduction. So whatever we don't complete, I hope I will be able to whet your appetite to research further and investigate further and understand further. We were just talking about it. I was looking for the name Yaakov, which nobody was able to supply here. I don't know the reason. In Yaakov used to be one of the Sforim in all body membership. Maybe it's because people are more scholarly and they know the Gemara, so they don't need an Ein Yaakov, which is a collection from the Agadita from the Gemara. I'll call upon him. I thought it was in Brochus Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, because I saw a Marimokum for that. In fact, it's not there. Looked yesterday for it, and I was given the Marimokum that Basif Brochus in Ein Yaakov. So that's why I was desperately looking for an Ein Yaakov, but you could do your own research. But the membra which is said there is a very famous membra, and it's a very powerful membra. It says as follows: Gan va'apum machtarto rachmona karia. What does that mean? A ganef, when he wants to make a break-in. So before he makes the break-in, he turns to Hashem and says, please God, let me be successful with this break-in. You see? Gamba abum hapum machtarem machteres. Rachmona, he calls to the Eibishter. Now that memra really is a very eloquent statement on problems that a lot of us face. Because begasus, in a very harsh way, you'd have to find this fellow who would be that character who would be Rachmona Karia at the beginning of a break-in. But there's an element of that gap between our emunah in the Eibishter, because we do believe in the Eibishter. But at the same time, that emunah does not filter down sufficiently for that emunah to control our actions. And bezei rampin, as we say, in a lighter way, we all are slightly guilty of this. That which we know to be halacha, that which we know to be a derech in the Eibishter's way, yes, we do things which are slightly inconsistent with that. And that is the modern version which we all suffer this malaise. Now, what is the antidote? What is the antidote? The antidote is a distinction between Yediyas Hashem, knowing God, and Emunas Hashem. So let's go back to the sources. I'll read out a few sources here, which gives us our anchor for thinking in these matters. In Hilchis Yisraeli HaTorah of the Rambam, the very, very beginning, the Rambam starts off like this. And by we're talking about Hilchis Yisraeli HaTorah, we have to know that the Rambam wrote many other Sforim. This Sefer, by the way, was the only Sefer he wrote in Hebrew. And this Sefer is unique because it's Sefer Halachas Halachas. The other one is the Moreh Nevuchim, which is very, very rich. It's worth reading. But it's not halacha. Yesod ha-yesodas ve'amud ha-chochmas, which is Rosh HaTevis Yud Kei Vov Kei, and how the Rambam starts to talking about the Yesod ha-yesodas ve'amud halachas, and the whole, he's talking about halachas, how did he use the word Yud Kei Vov Kei, which tells you he had a kind of a, let's say, a mystical bent. Or, as others would say, he was Boki in Kabbalah as well. He says, Yisoid ha-yisoidus ve'amud ha-chochmas. is leida, to know, sheyesh motzu rishon, there is a prime existence. What does a prime existence mean? That all other things, mitzius, that came to be, derive from that motzu rishon, from that first cause. So that's the Rambam's view on Hilchos Yesodot. Of course, then we're familiar with Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs uses something different. He says, Mitzvah Rishona is Lahamin Belukus, to believe in the Eibushter. Now, it's the same Mechaber, Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam. Here he uses the word Leida, and here he uses the word Lahamin. We'll get to that. So the Radbaz, finished on the Rambam, of course, he says like this. The Radbaz explains that there was a derech of the Chokrim, and I'm talking about the Chokrim, those researchers, I don't mean philosophers, I mean the emissary researchers, like people like, say people like the Reb Sajigon, the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, the Chayim Salvovis, of course the Rambam himself, they researched to give rational reasons why we understand, why we believe in God. So they were coupling rationality, which is later to understand, with the anchor position of Lahamid. So that's where the Radbaz says that really it's the mitzvah Lahamid. It's a mitzvah later. But because they were so proficient in their knowledge in philosophy, Chakira api emes, to understand, to give a rational understanding to Torah mitzvahs. Not that the rationality dictates the emunah, but if we have a problem, as we're going on to see later, then you can shore it up with a rational position. So that's what the Radbaz says. Now you have the Ramban, by the way. The Ramban brings down the Baal Halachas Gedolus, and the Baal Halachas Gedolus says there's no right, we have no reason to include the mitzvah of Emunah in the Tayag mitzvahs. So he reasons like this. If there's no mitzvah, so if there's no mitzvah, there's no mitzvahs. If there's an instructor, the one who says, I'm laying down the law, then there's the law. But if you don't accept that there is a lawgiver, then how can you say that this is a mitzvah? The mitzvahs only come later. That's the Baal Halachas Gedolus. And the Ramban says, there's a lot in this. Meaning to say, he explains in many pages why he has a real point. But nevertheless, the Ramban himself follows the Rambam's directive, that mitzvah later in the Tayag mitzvahs. So that's then. Then moving on a few centuries later, you've got the famous Chinuch. We all familiar, a lot of us familiar with the Chinuch. I must confess, when I learned to get to the yeshiva, I was more interested in the Minkas Chinuch than the Chinuch itself. It wasn't such a prominent sefer, but the Chinuch itself, he also writes something which is rather ambiguous. He writes as follows. Lahamin Bashem. Okay, so he doesn't follow the Rambam. But then he immediately says, Upirushoi Leida. This Pirush of Lahamin is really Leida. Now, not going into a hesber on diktuk, which I'm very not proficient with, but emunah is a word which is not just faith in. It has the connotation, for example, vayihi oimein es hadaso. Familiar, Nicholas Esther, he was oimein hadaso, who was Esther, Modchen, was a oimein. What does oimein mean? Trainer. Umen, which is also saying a craftsman, but craftsman is umen. So the idea of crafting something with faith has this link historically and grammatically and etymologically. When words come from the same source, there is a real link between them. So we have to consider another aspect, and that is, emuna is not something you have. Of course, Yisroel b'nei maminim. We sing it in the song, maminim b'nei maminim. We are people who have been endowed with this quality of faith. It's natural to our real beings. But at the same time, using the word umen in that sense of trading and crafting it, it's not sufficient just to say we have it. Because if you just have it, you could end up like our friend who is Gamva Pumachtata Rahmona Karia. He has it, okay, he's got it, but it doesn't influence his actions, it doesn't influence his behavior, and that is, of course, not the way it should be. So the word which we're talking about is emuna, but there's connotations there of something which is an actuality, a pu'ula, which we effect upon ourselves. And that, the Chinuch says, mitzvah leida, which is really lahamin, and that comes from anochi. When they say the first mitzvah, all of the shenema anochi Hashem Elokecha. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, when we say it to the Seder Sedibris, anochi is a statement of fact. Anochi, I am. Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Elokecha. So, is that an instruction? Yes, it is an instruction. And it's given over in a statement because we have to, as a statement of fact, objectively, a statement of fact. But at the same time, it gives a person an instruction of how to behave and how he to develop, to bring that faith, which is in, which every Jew has it. He has it by virtue, that's another subject, of the quality of his neshama, which we're going to talk about a bit later. He has it, but then he has to develop. Then we go on to another mitzvah. So besides the mitzvah of leida ulahamin, to know, there's another mitzvah. And that is a separate mitzvah, and it's called achdus Hashem. To pronounce the oneness, the unity, oneness, basically, of Hashem. That's a different mitzvah. Shenema, Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael. Of course, this was the original statement said by the Shvatim when Moshe, when Yaakov Avinu was doubting their allegiance to Torah mitzvahs. He said, "Don't worry, don't worry. Shema Yisrael, listen, Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu is Hashem Echod." Now, here, ready in Echod, we have the Pirish which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. Echod. Aleph. Aleph means alufoy shel oilom. Aleph is one, numerical. Aleph is also alufoy shel oilom, the master of the world, which is a singular one entity, which has no, in the Lashon of Chassidus, has no hishalkus. It's one and one only. And so much so, is this one and one only, that when we sing in Adon Olam, what do we say in Adon Olam? Hu Echad? Because Echad doesn't mean one. It's Echad Hamonoi. If you want to say singular, you have to say Yochid. Yochid is individual. Echad. So we say Adonai Olam, which is a an overview of the Shloshesri Amunah. So we say Venging Zoshe. So this is what the Mechaber brings down Shulchan Aruch. Aleph. Ches stands for Zayin Rekiyim V'Oretz. The seven firmaments, whatever that means, levels of, and this earth. They and Dalet stands for the four Ruchos HaOlam. So the Pshat is, as the Mechaber learns, is that the Dalet Ruchos, which seem to be disparate, it seems to be this and the, all over the place. And then you've got Zayin Rekiyim. Don't think that these are independent entities. They're not. Because they're all subservient and subsumed into the Aleph. So that is Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, which is a separate mitzvah. Now, we're talking about mitzvahs which are shaykh to Jewish people. Let's give a little attention to the goyim. We've just learned Parshas Noach, and we know that there are seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Seven mitzvahs. And one of the mitzvahs is to believe in God. Which God do they believe in? I'm sorry? Which God do they believe in? Well, let's talk about the Christians, because we live in a Christian country. They live in a country which is Christianity, which the Christian ethic, or Christian faith, is three is one and one is three. The Rebbe was once speaking about one is three, and he smiled and he says, "Ich verstehe das nicht und sie verstehen das ich nicht." I don't understand it, they don't understand it. Oh, but behalte so. The Ramah in Eure Chaim, Sim Kuf Nuvov, the Ramah says something quite startling, but it's very good to get the clarity. Goyim einom mesuvim b'shituf. That means to say, Achdus, if a Yid has for sure strays and he becomes attracted to Shituf, let's say, Christianity, that's Avodah Zarah. The Jew, because his Shoresh and Neshama comes from such an exalted place, if he serves Avodah Zarah, if he's practiced Christianity, three is one, the Trinity and all that jazz, then it's Avodah Zarah. But a goy, einu mesuv al shituf. And the goy fulfills his obligation in belief in God by accepting that condition of shituf, where is there a partner, chas v'shalom, to the Eibishter. Islam, by the way, which has also become prominent in our country, they are monotheism, in a strict way, in a very strict way. But the Christian faith, where we've grown up, this is the attitude. In fact, the Baal Shem Tov once was traveling in a wagon, and he had a kosher wagon driver, and he passed a church. And the Christian didn't cross himself. So the Baal Shem Tov says, "Stop. I want to go down. I want to leave this wagon." A person who doesn't have faith in his own God, a kemehagina. There's no holds barred. He can do anything to me. So he went down. So the recognition that goyim have this obligation is a reality and is brought down, and there are more passing this way. Let's go back a little into the history of Avodah Zarah. And the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, he writes like this. He gives a whole historical background. You know, it's strange. The Rambam is we medayik in the Rambam, in a vort from the Rambam, in a word from the Rambam. He gives a whole historical overview. Sounds a bit art scrolling, you know, like that. that type of stuff. I want to give you what's going on. She says like this. Bimei Enosh, in the days of Enosh, that's going back quite a few years, Tohu Hanoshim, they people made a mistake, a major error. What was the error? They knew that the Eibishter leads the world. But they said, you know what? He gave over his energy and his power to Kechovim Umazolos, the sun, the moon, the stars. He endowed these sun with great energies. Horai, what grows without the sun? So these Mayenois, they turn around like this and say, what was the choice? The Hashpor, the blessing, the actual blessing comes from the sun. True. Abish is the origin. But it comes through the sun. The Kerchovim, Mazolos, and the moon. Let us respect, pay our respects to these agents of God. Lamosho, which the Rambam brings down, is a king. When's a king? He has servants, ministers. And the ministers are the ones who put into practice his ideas and his legislation. So why do you have to give only to the king? Let's pay respect to the officers. And they went along in that route, they went along in that line, and they became addicted to pay homage to the secondary energies. So that is why the Gemara says, the korolei, they call the Eibishter, Elokah Delokaya. There's a Elokah, there's the Eibishter, and the Elokaya, the secondary gods. And we will pay lip service to this. So to negate God altogether, says there's no Boire, that was never in their minds. And it was illogical. And so much so that when the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim brings down four shittas and Hashgacha Pratis, he brings down the first shitta is from some Arab philosopher, that everything's random. There's no lace dim, lace dying, there's nothing. But the second shit he brings down is from Aristotle. Because Aristotle verstanden that everything has a source. And therefore, okay, there's an Eibishter, there's a Lakor. But there's a Lakayo, the secondary. And that gave room for the error, the major error, to creep into our lives, to attribute something, blessings, to other than the Eibishter himself. And that's the point we have to keep on very sharp guard, because we there are people who give us panos, who employ us. There are people who do kindness to us. There are people who do other things to us. So we have to say, thank you very much. But at the same time, I'm not thanking you, I'm giving you thanks to, there's a Boire Olam, who really creates the circumstances in which, through which we get up and also. So it's very, very dangerous to attribute or give thanks when the thanks you give excludes the lakoh, the lakaya, the Eibishter. So this is another challenge. So this is what it says in the Hilchos Sukkos. Right, we're running out of time, so I'll just go quickly over one or two points. We say in Oleinu, of course, which is a pasuk in Eschana. Yodato hayoyim, you should know this day, and you should take to heart, take very serious, ki Hashem olekim, Hashem, what's Hashem? Yukivavke, hoyo hoyve v'yihye ki echod, amalgam of that past, present, and future, into one entity, which is Lamailam and Asecho. Hashem Hu Elokim. He is the driving force to Elokim, which Elokim is Gematria Hateva, nature. So you look at natural order. Then you see something which is supernatural. Zosnishmeinen, that there's Elokim. It's Hashem, Lamaila Menateva, the Yudke Vovke Hu Elokim. Bashamay Mimal goes on to say, Valoras Mitochas Enoit. He's over the heavens. Valoras Mitochas. What's Valoras Mitochas? You should think, would you think? This is what the Tanya asked the question. Would you ever think, you know what, there's a God, he's not here, but he's under the ground, in the water under the ground. He gives the answer. He gives the answer with the Pirush of the Baal Shem Tov, which is not unique, because this Pirush, by the way, is in the Medrash, but the Baal Shem Tov adds a few dimensions to it. And he says, La'olam Hashem Dvorcho Nitzav Bashamayim. Forever, God, your word is standing in the heavens. Meaning to say like this, it's nish pshat, the Eibishter, Vayim Elokim, Yehoya. You want to know it? Hirakia, the Sorma Morris, the 10 utterances from the Eibishter, which they brought, these utterances brought them into being. Is this Pshataka the Eibishter can leave now? No. La'olam, this word is Dvorcho Nitzav B'Shomayim. In order for the Shomayim to exist, in order for the Oretz to exist, it has to be koyach hapoil benivra tomid, the power of the boire, of the creator, in that which is created, tomid, ständig. Because if not, it will return to nothingness. And then he gives the final conclusion. He says, Einoid. What's that, Einoid? Einoid doesn't mean to say Einoid, you know, there's no other God, Nishra B'Shamay. Einoid, there's nothing else. What's nothing else? The word in Gemara, if you're familiar with the Gemara, Gemara says, Yehuda v'oid l'kro. The Gemara says, Yehuda, you bring your eye from Yehuda, and then it's v'oid, v'oid. It's a secondary matter. There's nothing, and this is the final point, there is nothing outside Hashem. Hashem, the Eibishter, is the true existence, the only existence. Hi, Taka, wait a minute. So myself and the Rishna Rebbe once said, he turned out to his chassidim, he said, Zechom Nishkin Guf. I've got no body. So the chassid there was a bit like heaven, man. So he came close to the Rishna and he touched him. He says, Rebbe, tap Guf, I'm touching body. He said, the Rishon said, Val du taps mit guf, feels du guf. We, all of us, impose our perception on the reality. And because we, seichel, chokhmah, bina, das, seichel, we only appreciate tangible things. And because we only appreciate tangible things, we believe there's no other way to practice other than through the senses. The sense of touch, the sense of taste, the sense of smell, of hearing, of sight, the five senses. So that's what the Rishon meant. You're coming with your sense of physical touch, and you touch the body, because your only ability to pick up something which is transcendental is because of your own mitzias. When we said the Eibish Dotnish can go, there's no mitzias. And that is Iker HaMuna, for which the Eibish put us on this world, to transform and radicalize the whole perception. In other words, Lamaila. We say lamato yesh, this is lamayla ayin. We say me ayin yovi ezri, from where? But that means in the Zohar, it says, my Ayin Yom Rezli. It's a statement. It's from the Ayin, which I don't understand, my Ezri will come. And that is what it said, a further final thing. He says, Kill this Hashem. There's the Ibishah's opinion, which is my law, Yesh, Ulamato Ayin. We have the opinion as the Matod Yesh, Ulamilo Ayin. And these turn around to convert our perception to recognize Amitas Himotsoi, as the Rambam says in the Halacha base. The Im Einato Oimer Kein, if you do not say that the Eibishter is the Emes of Atzius, nothing will exist. Abraham will help him. We should have a very good day, and we should have this bring a little of this Amunah into Yedia.